Please hear the word of God as it comes to us from the prophet Jeremiah. This is chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Thanks be to God for his good word.
Thank you, Pastor Smith. So I am not used to standing up here, so I'm actually going to go down there and preach. Sorry. Go right ahead. I'm too busy. I can't do it. I'll do it tomorrow. I don't have the resources. I'm not good enough. I'm sick. I'm too young. I'm too old. I shouldn't or I can't do it without help. It's too much work for me. I don't think I can make it. Excuses, excuses. We all have excuses for everything. We all do. What if what I just read were the top 10 excuses that people hear or say for a number of different reasons? And if you noticed, Jeremiah used one of those too. God called him to be a prophet, and he said, "I don't know how to speak. I'm too young." Essentially, he is saying, "Sorry, you got the wrong person. You must be thinking of my father, you know, the priest. He's the one qualified for the job, not me. I'm too young. Wrong person." Jeremiah was about 17 years old when he was called to be a prophet. Now, a prophet was chosen in an authorized spokesperson for God, who declared God's word to the people. We often think of prophets as people who can tell the future. But a prophet spoke messages to the present that held future ramifications. They were forth-tellers more than foretellers, exposing the people's sins and calling them back to their covenant responsibilities before God. That's a lot of work and a heavy burden for a 17-year-old. But God said, "Make no excuses. I'm with you." And I wonder how often we make excuses for sharing the word of God, for sharing our faith, for sharing the gospel message. Why are we so afraid of sharing what we believe in? And though you may not, though they may not have been called to be prophets like Jeremiah, I know some of our kids were really nervous today about sharing what they learned. And I know one even tried every excuse in the book. But they did it. Even our youngest at 3 and 4 years old. It seems like in today's age, talking about your faith or about God and what you believe in can cause some uneasiness, some anxiety, and we shy away from it. We're nervous about what others might think, what they might think about us, what they might think about the message. And we're nervous that maybe they might not believe in the same things we believe in. Maybe we're nervous and we don't know how to speak about our faith and use the excuse, "It's not my job, it's the pastor's," or "for those who are qualified." I know I do. I have the same fears as well at times. I don't always know how to articulate what I want to say or what I need to say, and I get nervous and sometimes say out of order things. And it can sound weird sometimes. And sometimes I get self-conscious of that. And you might not know it, but I am nervous 90% of the time that I stand up here or out there, depending on what service I'm speaking at. And usually before the service, I get really jittery. I'm like, okay, yep, everything's all set, right? I get really jittery, but I need to take a deep breath and ask God to let the Holy Spirit guide me through the service and through the sermon. He helped me prepare the message, and now I need him to help me share it and to help those who need to hear it, hear it. But as nervous as I am, I also know that I serve an amazing God. He not only sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die in my place on the cross, and he rose again, defeating death and sin, and secured a place in heaven for me, but he is also with me today and always, through my trials and through my nervousness as well, even about sharing the gospel. I know that he is helping me overcome my insecurities, my fear of speaking, and the fear of, what if I mess up? He is telling me to stop using excuses and share my faith. And he's telling you that too. Sometimes I know we may think that sharing the gospel should only be left to the professionals. But sorry to say, as Christians, you're just as qualified as those professionals as well. Leighton Ford, an evangelist, a writer, and a former board member of World Vision and Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, recounts how people sometimes think that only the professionals can evangelize or share the word of God and share the gospel. And sometimes they think it's only left to professionals, especially if it's worth hearing. This next little statement is from Leighton Ford from his book, Good News is Worth Sharing. I was speaking at an open-air crusade in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Billy Graham was set to speak the next night and had arrived a day early. He came incognito and sat on the grass at the rear of the crowd. Because he was wearing a hat and dark glasses, no one recognized him. Directly in front of him sat an elderly gentleman who seemed to be listening intently to my presentation. When I invited people to come forward as an open sign of commitment, Billy decided to do a little personal evangelism. He tapped the man on the shoulder and asked, "Would you like to accept Christ? I'll be glad to walk down with you if you'd like to." The old man looked him up and down, thought about it for a moment, and then said, "Nah, I'll just wait until the big gun comes tomorrow night." Billy and I had several good chuckles over that incident. Unfortunately, it underlines how in the minds of many people, evangelism is a task of the big guns, not the little shots. And sometimes we have this mindset too. It's not my job. It's the pastor's. It's the job for the one who God qualifies. Like Jeremiah, not me. But we're called to share the gospel, to share our faith, and to share God's word as well. We are commissioned in Matthew 28 to go. Go and talk about Jesus. Tell everyone all about him. Show them how we are called to live, obeying his words. We are commanded to let Jesus' light shine throughout the world. Share the word of God to all. We are commanded to go and tell. No matter how young we are, Like the kids today, no matter how busy we are, no matter how little resources we feel like we have, no matter how terrible we feel, talking like this, you know, no matter how nervous we are commanded to go and tell. God tells Jeremiah to do as he commanded and not worry about them, not to worry about the others, not to fear, not to think that he is too young to share God's words, because God is with him. And God is with you as well today. Even when you are nervous of what you're going to say about who God is or what God has done for you, or if you think that you're too young or too old or too quiet, too shy, too hurt, we are all called to go and tell. Tell the world about Jesus. So I want to encourage you all to share your faith. Share your testimony. Share the gospel with others this week and going forward. And remember, if the kids can do it, even though they were nervous, you can too. We have no excuses, because we have an amazing God who is on our side and within us. Go and tell the world. Let us pray. Lord, help us to not be ashamed of the gospel. Help us to spread your word without anxiety, without fears, and without excuses. You call us to spread the word, to spread the good news, and help guide us in this world as we go and tell the world about you. Thank you for this help, and please help us as we go forward this week and onward to help spread your word and your good news. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.